This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 26th. God's word for you today is eternal fruit. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 15, verse 16, and it says, "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and I've appointed and placed and purposefully planted you so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting." Loving your neighbor as yourself means doing something about what God has done in you and for you. What has God done in you? What has God done for you? Are you going to store it or are you going to pour it? Is it going to be kept and eulogize, tell stories and reminisce about it? Or are you going to pour it? Titus chapter 3 verse 4 to 7 says, "When God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us. Not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life." From the moment you surrendered your life to Jesus, God has been pouring into you. From the time you came out of your mother's womb, God has been pouring into you. And by the time you give your life to him, it becomes kingdom relevant. When God is pouring into you, you now have to decide, am I going to store or am I going to pour? And that is the question for you today. Are you going to store or are you going to pour? God has poured and is pouring into you. God has invested in you. Are you going to store his investment or are you going to pour? Are you going to make good use of it? Let's go back to the story of Mr. Mustafa Adelabu. He got a job in a different part of the world and he had to leave the children's church of his church. When he left, the three children went in different directions. In fact, the person telling the story said, he actually left the church because he could not imagine life without Mr. Mufti. He went away from God, backslid for 10 years. He became a teenager. 10 years into being a young adult, he was doing all sorts of things. But the foundation, all that had been invested in him, the seed that Mr. Mufti had sown, germinated and kept growing. The incorruptible word kept going at him. The spirit that he was imparted with kept upholding him and drawing him until finally he surrendered to the God of his salvation. Today, this man is a solid man of God and he could trace it back to Mr. Mufti that he may never see again, who kept pouring into him while he was a child. There is nothing you're doing right now that is of no significance to God. Maybe 5 years after Mr. Mufti left, people would say all his effort is wasted. But the things that we do for God are eternal. The word of God is an incorruptible seed. The word always produces. Mark chapter 14 verse 3 says, "She broke open the jar and poured the perfume over his head." The Bible described the jar as beautiful. Not only was the content expensive, but the container was also adorable. This lady could have just opened the jar, but she broke it. In other words, I am releasing the content with reckless abandon. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will pour and not store all that you have deposited into my life, and as I do, may the seeds I plant continue to grow and bear fruit in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.